Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Tes. And we are here at the bottom of Nun Ches Amadez. Right, the last thing we had mentioned was that Rav holds that a man is allowed to shave other parts of his body, obviously not his beard and not his head, but other parts of his body. And it's not an issue, right? It's not an issue of Lo Sul Bash Geber Salmas Isha. It's not an issue of Beged Isha. The Gemara had qualified, right, that that's not with a razor necessarily, but that was with some sort of something that's similar to a razor, okay, scissors, whatever, shaving, you know, something of the like. Now the Gemara quotes, right, a machlokas, so that Rabbi Yochanan actually disagrees. Amar Bechia, right, again, we're four lines up here on Nun Ches Mabez, right, Amar Bechia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamaver Beis Asechi, Beis Erva, Loke. If a man would shave his armpit or his pubic hair, so then he would get Malkus. Ay, Mesve. They asked, the Brisa says, Havara Seyar Eino Midivri Sora Ela Midivri Sofrin. It's not Divri Torah, it's not Midaraisa, but it's Midarabanan to take off this other type of hair. So how can you tell me he gets Malkus? So he says, Myloka Nami Dikam are Midarabanan. He means Malkus Midarabanan. I, Tosos says in the bottom Tosos, why didn't you just quote the Brisa we quoted yesterday, right, that we said, Mesive, we asked on Rav, that Hamavar Beis Asechi Beis Erva Hareza Loke, you do get Malkus, right, basically, literally what Rabbi Yochanan says. So, again, we'd rather not to have a steer in Brisa's, Tosos answers, right, then, again, when Rabbi Yochanan, right, says that you can, it's even usher with scissors, right, then this will tell me, again, that it's usher Midarabanan, this will tell me that it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, right? We'd rather not necessarily, right, just rely on the stira in Brises. Okay, so anyway, Vaitzer. So the Gemara has a different version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Ikud de Amri, some people say like this. Amar Rabbi Chia, Amar Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amavar Beis Asechiu, Beis Erva, Loke Mishum Lo Yulbash Gever Simla Isha. Right, he quotes the Pasuk. Right, you get Malkus for that. Ay, Mesave. Right, again, that he, and again, you can't tell me now that it's Rabbanan, right? Because how did we answer last time? Right, we said it's Rabbanan. Well, now he's saying, he's quoting a Pasuk, so obviously he holds it's Daraisa. And then we ask the same question. Mesave, ay, Havar Asechiu, didn't he tell me that shaving hair outside of the beard and the head is only midirabanan? So my answer is who the amar ki aitana. So yeah, enichanami. Rabbi Yochanan holds like a different brisa. Holds like a different tana. Right? The tanya has been the brisa. Hamavir beis zecha beis erva hareza over mishum leivos gever simlas isha. Right? Again, he holds beferish. Right? That it is a din daraisa and iser daraisa. V'tanakama. The Gemara says now the tanakama again who holds that it's what's called, that it's Derabanan. Ha is lo yilbash gever my darish base. Okay, so what does he use that pasuk for? Right, that seems to him, right, seems to be pretty clear. Right, so now just to clarify, the pasuk, right, the whole pasuk, right, you look at the Torah or, right, says lo yekli gever al isha, right, men's clothing should not be on a woman. Vo yilbash gever salmas isha, and a man should not wear women's clothing, because it is disgusting, it is repulsive, it's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who does this. So what does he use that pasuk for? So he uses it for the following. So the pasuk says, what does that pasuk mean? I mean, what does it mean, but like, what does it teach me? Right, what does the pasuk mean? Right, usually, Matam Alomer teaches me a drasha here, right? Lashon Nazir Mishuna. So it teaches me, what does that pasuk mean? That a woman shouldn't wear a man's clothing. If you're telling me that the din is simply that you're not allowed to wear the other gender's clothing, what do you mean? The pasuk says, right, that it's a toiva, right? That it's disgusting. Right, in kan toiva, there's no toiva here. It's not disgusting to Kosh Baruch Hu if you wear different clothing. It might be weird, it might be usher, but a disgusting toiva is usually for arayos. Usually that implies there's some sort of inappropriate misconduct here, right? That's very rare. Right, in other cases, also, right, not being yosher, not being straight in business, it says toiva, right? Avodah Zarah, okay, so it says toiva, but not by different clothing. It seems to be very Very strange. So Elazar must be, there's more going on here. Ella rather shall yubash ish simlas isha v'yesha ben anashim. Right? V'yesha simlas ish v'yesha ben anashim. No, the issue is that if you're going to wear the other gender's clothing, so then you can come and mingle with the other gender, and that will lead to inappropriateness. And that's the toiva. Right? That's where we don't want it to lead to anything. It's not the actual act of, you know, wearing, some weird stuff. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov
says, no, I hold a different drasha. Minayin shelo teitzei ish b'klei zayin l'melchama.
That this pasuk doesn't mean to tell me that, it's not that we're afraid it's going to lead to something else, right? It's completely different, a different drasha whatsoever. How do you know that a woman shouldn't go out with weapons, right? With weapons of war, right? Klei zayin. Right, tell me along with it, because the pasuk says, lo yiyeh klei gever al isha, v'lo yulbash gever simaz isha, shelo yitakin ish b'tikune isha. Meaning that a woman shouldn't wear a man's stuff, and a man shouldn't make himself beautiful, right, like a woman, right? He shouldn't wear as rushed as he shouldn't put on makeup, etc. Right? And according to that, taking off the hair is going to be that's already din d'oraisa, right? Taking off the hair that we've been talking about before, right? That would accord like Rabbi Yochanan, or at least the second version of Rabbi Yochanan that said it was din d'oraisa, right? You can't lo yitakin ish, a person shouldn't fix himself like a woman. So the woman shouldn't wear the weapons, and a man shouldn't make himself beautiful like a woman, right? And do those types of things that a woman will do in order to beautify herself. Okay, good. This is a fascinating mafarish over here. Just to point that out very quickly, right? It says when the pasuk says that a woman shouldn't use weapons, so he's fascinating. Mafarish. I'm not even sure what he means. If you look at Yael, how did Yael kill Sisera? She took the tent peg, right, and drove it into his brain, right? So he says she didn't kill him with a weapon. Right? She didn't kill him with a weapon. She took the tent peg and kind of hammered it into his brain instead of using a weapon. I would have thought, I would have said, meaning not that I'm able to comment on the Gemara, but I would have said that in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, Sisera was the general of the armies that were fighting against Am Yisrael. Right, to kill, why couldn't you take a sword and chop his head off, right? That seems a little strange. Okay, Seder, so if you want to be extra machmer, right, for this halacha, it seems. Okay, Seder, Gamar. Fine. Just interesting, something that struck me as I was reading, the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Tosus. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Benazir Mutter. That's Mutter by a Nazir. What does that mean? Meaning that we'll be talking about the entire time, right? That you're allowed to shave, right, the armpits and the pubic area, right, when he shaves, right, his head. Right, again, a Metzora shaves the entire body. The Nazir is just the hair. Right, that so Rav Nachman says, again, according to the Perushim, that what he means is that he's allowed to, once he shaves the head, he's also allowed to shave, right, his armpits and the pubic area, and then even the halacha is not like that. Amru le Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Chazina le Rabbi Yochanan, Dalesle. Right, we've seen, they said to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, they've seen Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't have hairs, right, in his armpit. Kind of a funny statement, but I guess, went to the mikvah or whatever, or he raised his hand, or he took his shirt off, whatever. So Amar Lahan, so he said back to them, yeah, Machma Zikna Nishu. Yeah, okay, he didn't shave them, they fell out, right? He's an older guy, right? So they fell out, so you don't have to worry that he's actually shaving, with the razor. I apparently looked like that. Apparently looked like, he'd shave with the razor. He's like, no, they just fell out. Okay, fine. Ha'udhi Chayev Negida Kameh de Rabbi Ami, very strange story that somebody was Chayev Malkus, not Malkus, but probably Malkus Marzis means Rabbanan, right, as you'll see in a second, because they took it back. Right, someone, for whatever reason, was Rabbi Ami Paskin, they should have Malkus Marzis. Now, Malkus Marzis, again, when we referenced that before, that's Malkus de Rabbanan, as an order, right, to get a person to conform to certain halachos and certain things that the Chazal have determined. Ironically enough, sometimes that was more than Malkus, right? That was until the guy says that he'll comply, that can go on for a while. But anyway, so Rabbi Ami, right, said this guy was Chav Malkus, and Igloi Beis Ashechi, right? So they saw that he took his shirt off, right? And the part of the Malkus says you have to open the shirt, right, to give Malkus, so it has to go on the flesh. And Chazi Delo Megaleach, and they saw he didn't shave his armpits. It's a very strange story. And they said, well, I guess that was unique. Maybe a lot of people did that. I don't know. So they saw, they noticed, apparently, that he had armpit hair. So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Ami, right, Shivkua, right, Din Min Chavriyahu.
Rabbi Ami said, leave him alone. Don't give him Malchus. Don't give him Marcus Martis, means Rabbanan, because apparently he's one of the Chevra, right? He's one of the firm people, when he knows you're not allowed to shave his armpit, right? Again, very strange, a bit of a strange story. Again, if the point of Marcus Martis is to get the person to, you know, listen to the word of Chachamim and to Torah Mitzvos, apparently if he knew that halacha, right, Rabbi Ami was confident that he didn't need the Marcus Martis to conform, to listen, to get better. Again, I'm not sure how, you know, much of a type of this was. Apparently it was unique because they noticed that he had armpit hair. I mean, I think the majority of men probably nowadays do. But okay, Beseder. So that's the Gemara says. What about shaving? What do you mean? Shaving is just shaving the rest of the body. So Amalei said, Osir. Yeah, it's Osir. So Amalei said, Vakagadal. But what do you mean? The hair is going to grow, right? And it's not going to be comfortable, as the Rosh explains. Right, it's not going to be comfortable. Again, we don't, if a person would just, for example, leave his hair on his head, it would just grow and grow and grow. So he said, so why can't you, I mean, you have to be able to cut it somehow. Right, why can't you? So Amalei, he said back to him, Bar Pachti Zman Yishlo. He said, Bar Pachti means sons of great ones, right? The hair has some time. What does that mean? Right, in the sense that, and then the Gemara explains, Kol Zman Zu Gadel Nosher. When it grows long enough, right, that it falls out. Right, again, if people don't shave, but people who have hair in other parts of their body, right, it doesn't grow. Like if you leave your hair, you know, for a year or two or three, right, so it would obviously be extremely long. But other parts of the body, right, that once it gets long enough, so that hair falls out. So you don't have that issue. Right, so you can't complain, oh, it's uncomfortable, right, because the hair eventually will fall out. Another shy that Rav asked Rav Chia, Mao lachoch, what about to scratch? What about to kind of use your fingers, right, to kind of remove the hair? So Amalei Osir. So he said, sure, no, it's Osir. So big deal, Mao, what about your clothing? So Amalei Mutter. Rav Chia said, that's going to be Mutter, right? That's not something that women do. Right? That's, women don't take their clothing to kind of rip out their hairs. They do things that's probably more painful, but okay, like with wax and whatnot. Igdamri, some people say, that they asked, but Tfilo b'bigdomai, that Rav's Shailat Rav Chia was not whether he can take the clothing to rip out his hairs, but that was a completely different context whatsoever. It was a Shiloh about can he take the clothing and kind of scratch his armpit during davening. Right now, the halacha is that a person that touches places that are usually covered during davening has got to go wash your hands. Right? You can't touch those places where it's dirty. So the Shiloh is, right, if let's say you use your clothing, right, to kind of like, you know, you have an itch. So use your clothing, your undershirt or whatever it is, to scratch, right, that area where you're not allowed to touch. So Amalei Osir, he said to him that it's Osir. And the Gemara says, not exactly. It's not Osir. It is Mutter. Right? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's why very often you see guys kind of using their yarmulke to scratch their head. Right? Yeshiva guys will do that. That's not just because, you know, it looks yeshivish. It's because they use their yarmulke to scratch their head during davening. Because right? You're not allowed to, if you touch the parts underneath your head, right, where it's all dirty, you probably have to wash your hands. So, you know, okay, so the halacha is that you're allowed to use your clothing, right, to do so. Okay, now going back to the first topic of the Mishnah, we're going to turn on the base here, we're going back to the long Mishnah, going back to the first thing we discussed in the Perek, if you remember, right, we had the Shiloh at the beginning of the Perek. What's the deal if two Nazirim, right, don't know which one became Tamei or not? So they said, we'll do a Marushak, right? We'll bring this kind of shutfest, this double korban, right? For one of us, whoever was Tahor, this is your Tahor. For whoever was Tamei, this was Tamei. And then 30 days later, right, you repeat the process, right? And whoever was Tahor gets, is the Tamei one, and whoever is Tamei is Tahor. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, my Mace Echabam. The Mishnah says, what if one of them died? Right, now you can't do this whole, easy kind of, not scheme, but like you can't just do this whole, well, I'll bring yours and you'll bring mine. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Yivakish Echem in a Shuk. You got to go hunting. You got to go to the marketplace, find somebody, Sheyidur Kinegdo Benazir, who will take a nether of Nazirus, right, just like this guy. The Omer, and then you can do, right, the thing we suggested before in the Mishnah. Im Tamei Ha'isi, if I was Tamei, again, we'll just spell it out, we'll go through it. Right, if I was Tamei, so then Hare Ata Nazir Miyat, and then you're a Nazir right away. Vim Tahor Ha'isi, and if I was Tahor, so then Ata Nazir Echa Shloshim Yom, then you're a Nazir after 30 days. If so from Shloshim, and you count 30 days, and we'll be in Korban Tumah Korban Tara, then after the first 30, you bring both the tummy and the tahar korbanos. Ve'omer, and you say, manihu atame korban tumah shali, ve'korban tahar rishalcha. Right, if I was tummy, then mine's the tummy and yours is the tahar. Ve'manihayu hu tahar, and if I was the tahar one, then korban tahar shali, ve'korban tummy b'safik. And then if I was the tahar one, so then the tahar one is mine, then the second, the korban tummy is b'safik, right, because we don't know, right, because we don't know that we're not sure. Right, that it would be his. We're not sure if it would be what's it called? Sorry, one second. Right, we just don't know. We're not sure whether it needs to be. It needs to be brought. So that's besafik. You can't really eat that stuff. So that has to be. It can be brought. Whatever. Fine. And maybe you may not bring the asham. Fine. Say that has to be a discussion. V'sofrim shloshim yom umevin korban tara. And then you count another 30 days and you bring the korban tara. V'omer and you say imaniya tameh korban tameh shaliv korban tara shulcha. And if I was the tummy once, then my tuma, my korban tameh, right, is mine, and the taro is yours. Korban taro, see, and this is now the korban taro that I am bringing right now. V'manihu atar, and if I was the taro once from back in the day, back before 60 days, then korban taro shali, then the korban taro was mine. V'korban tame v'sofik, right? V'zehu korban taroscha, right? And then this is your korban taro. So Amalo ben Zoma. Ben Zoma said, "Mishomelo lidor kenedo benazir." Ben Zoma simply says, "I understand. Who is going to just take a nether, right, of Nazirus? Right, you're going to, because you need him to have 60 days, right? It doesn't make sense to be 60 days, right? Well, usually stam Nazirus shloshim yom, fine for those 30 days. The guy's an actual Nazir. Now you're telling me I need you to do two Nazirus, one of which won't be a Nazir, right? Manushak, right? The guy's only going to be Nazir for 30 days, but you need them to do 60 because of we're not sure whether the first guy was tahor or tameh. So who's going to agree to be a Nazir, right, for 60 days, where only 30 of those days will be bin Nizirus, right, will be righteous. Right, he's just giving him 30 days of Nizirus for nothing. It's not Kedusha at all. Tell us, rather, what do you do? Maybe Chatas over Ola's Behema. Right, you should bring the Chatas, right, again, and the Ola. And now the Chatas is for the Tumah, right, the Ola is for the Tahara. Right, the Omer, and he would say, if I was Tamei, then the Chatas counts as my part of the Tuma Korbanos, and the Ola, right, you can, that's Stam, you can bring in a Dava, you can bring that for, you know, with no strings attached. And if I was Tahor, though, so the other way around, the Ola, right, is what I, part of the things I need to bring, and the Chatas, right, is a Suffolk. Right, so we can bring the chatas, or you can bring the bird who's the chatas. So that works fine. For sofer shloshim yom, and then he counts 30 days, and maybe korban tara. Then he brings the korban tara, right, after 30 days, meaning all of the korbanos. Right, for Omer, and he says, "Im tamei ha'isi, if I was tamei ha'ola rishona dava v'zu chova," then you make the tanai with the ola. Right, if I was tamei, so then the first ola I brought 30 days ago, that's the nadava. That's some random ola that's not associated with anything. And this is the chova, and this is the obligation. Im tara isi, but if I was tahors, then ha'ola rishona chova v'zu nadava v'zu shar karboni. Then if the guy was tahors, so he says, then the first ola, right, was what I want to be as part of my set. Right, the second one is in the Dava, and this is, right, all the other korbanos that I was obligated when I was tahor. So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Nimtzaz emevi korbanos of the chatzayim." Well, that seems to imply, right, that the guy is splitting up his korbanos. I mean, if you're telling me that the guy was tahor, right, then he counts. I'm sorry, if he was tameh. Oh, no, yeah, I was right, I'm sorry. If he was tahor, so then the first ola that he brought count for his tara, and then he brings the other korbanos, right, 30 days later, so now you're splitting, right, the ola, right, with the other korbanos. So, avahodu lo chachamim ben zoma, the chachamim agreed with ben zoma. So the Gemara is going to say, right, just going to explain that Rabbi Yeshua is not actually disagreeing, he's just kind of observing, because the Gemara asks, v'leisei, who cares, right, if he splits the korbanos? Right, where did we see? We never learned that they have to bring all the korbanos at the same time. Right, we don't see that there's any problem with splitting all the korbanos for the Torah process. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Right, lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua el lachadid baz talmidim. In a chenami, Rabbi Yeshua was only coming to say One of the Seder Talmidim were sharp, right? He wasn't actually coming to bring a kasha. He just wanted to see if they would, figure out, right, and realize what the din was. Amar Rav Nachman, my levit leilit, Rabbi Yeshua ledake v'dalo lisru. Rabbi Nachman just points out, again, we'll stop here at the Mishnah, but I'll just point out, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, what do you do with the ledake, is the innards of the animal, right? What's going to happen again in this situation by Rabbi Yeshua? Right, that again, that the halacha is that both the halacha, what he's suggesting basically is that you bring a korban and then you need to do the shavings. Now, you can have the shavings of two different people, right? Since they're bringing all their korbanos, so you can do all the rest of the stuff after you take the insides out. And only are you going to do the tenufa, the waving is only going to be after the shaving. So since it's not only one person, but it's two people, right? It could be that you increase the chance that the animal's insides will spoil and will go bad. Okay, Seder. That's just also Ha'ara of Rav Nachman, and nothing really comes about that. Afterwards. Okay, we'll go right to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great Chodesh, a good Chodesh Nissan, and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.